Council in Wellington County nearly pulled the pavilion set to be built at the Indigenous Gathering Circle in Aboyne out of their 10-year plan on Thursday. Councillor Steve O'Neill was the one to suggest its removal, stating it's not essential to running the county. In a vote, O'Neill opposed leaving the pavilion, which would cost $1.3 million to build, in the plan for now. While Mary Lloyd, chair of the Information, Heritage, and Seniors Committee, was disappointed to hear the concern over the new infrastructure, she said she gets where council was coming from.
I would prefer to see it deferred as opposed to canceled completely. I recognize that we do have financial constraints. This pavilion would offer an opportunity for us to have some activities there that are very enjoyable for all.
The pavilion would have a circular plaza, a curved pathway connecting the Indigenous Gathering Circle cardinal line leading to the wall opening of the pavilion. Councillor Doug Breen pointed out the county could build something for half as much, but if nobody uses it, it would be a bigger waste of money. Lloyd says the cost has risen for the project due to a large increase in the price for materials.
The rising construction costs were something that was brought to the top by the architect, who said that materials that we were talking about have gone crazy in costs. So more so than labor costs, it's more of the materials that would be used that have risen so much.
Lloyd added the addition would provide shade and a nice place to rest for trail goers.
There's access to the trails that run through the museum property. So again, if you need a little bit of respite from the sun or the walk or any of those things, it would give you an opportunity to sit and quietly repose, and bring yourself forward and be ready to finish your trail walk.
Discussions around the pavilion will continue in future budget deliberations. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.